My son could have helped me in what?
In this wreck?
Instead.
Could have him sitting on the court?
Huh?
He could help me instead of him sitting on the court.
He could what?
Help me instead of sitting on the porch.
He could have helped me instead.
Sitting on the porch.
What?
Still sitting on the porch.
All right, you might say, he could have helped me.
But he didn't do it.
He didn't do it. In what?
Just sat down on the porch.
What? Will you say that word for me? He could have helped me.
He's still sitting on the porch?
Yeah, he's sitting on the porch. Would you say instead?
Yes, instead. If he just got up and come on and open it.
Okay.
He just got up and come on.
All right, you might say to him, you go up to him and say to him, well, you might. Would you say, you might have, what would you say?
Well.
You ask him a question. You might have helped me, would you say that?
No, I wouldn't. If I wanted him to help me, I'd say you ought to come on and help me.
All right.
Do this. See?
Now, Mr. Church, we pray to who?
Well, then we pray to ourselves in church.
We pray to who? To God.
Yes, to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. And the choir and the organist provide good
music.
Okay. You might come out of the church and you say, oh, that was what kind of music? That was
beautiful.
Beautiful music. Now, who's the enemy and the opposite of God?
Enemy of God?
Yeah.
The devil.
Yeah. And the house out in the woods, you say it's what?
Church.
Well, there's a house out in the woods, nobody will go near it because they say it's what?
Painted.
Painted, and it's got what around it?
Trees.
It's got all sorts of.
Undertaker. All brush and all that kind of
thing. Undertaker?
Yeah. You know it's going to rain, and I got to go get my clothes. They done got dry.
Yeah.
It's going to rain.
If somebody gave you a choice to do something, you might say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd...
If you insist, man.
If you insist, I'll do it, but I'd rather not. Mr.
Yes, sir.
If you've enjoyed somebody's visit, what might you say to them? Well, y'all come?
Back again.
Come back when?
Again.
Okay. What do you say to somebody when you meet them on Christmas?
Well, they tell them how long I'd been... I hadn't seen them.
Well, you see somebody on Christmas, what do you say to them?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Okay, or merit what?
Well,
to a little child, you might say what?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And then later, you might say, on the 1st of January, you say?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Anyway, something you might say besides appreciation, you might say, I'm much.
How much?
Thank you, I'm much. I am much.
Glad to see you.
I'm much obliged, or what?
I'm much obliged to you.
Much obliged to you?
Yes.
Now, when you go to town, you do some what? You go to town to do some?
Trading? Yes.
And you make a purchase, and the storekeeper takes a piece of paper, and he...
Writes it down.
Well, no, look, now, look at my hands. He takes paper and
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, and then you go home, you bring the paper home, and you...
Open it.
You
unroll it.
Unwrap?
Unroll it.
Unwrap?
Yes, I unroll it either one.
Unroll it or
unwrap?
Unwrap it.
And one of them, unroll it or unwrap it.
Woo!
She's sitting. She come off from there. And that's something deep of water. now. But she's sitting out there.
When you paid the bill, did the fella ever give you something for what you paid for it?
Or the receipt.
What if he gave you a little gift of some sort? What'd you call that? He said, here, I got a bunch of apples and I'm not going to be able to sell all of them. Why don't you take some of them?
Well, if he give me some of them, I thank him for it.
What would you call that? A lanyap?
A handout. Yes.
A lanyap?
Well, I wouldn't call it a lanyard. I just call it a handout. You just had something you didn't need and hand them out to me.
What's a lanyard?
Well, a lanyard, asking you to give you something. The man kind of wanted it before he give it to you. See?
That's a lanyard?
To my notion, it is.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, sir.